This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Tough night for some in the world tonight. We have lost one of the great minds of literature and of culture and of the world. Elie Wiesel is gone, and it's Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live. We've got a lot of headlines to get to tonight as well, and we hope that you'll keep it right here with us the entire time for the next couple of hours because we've got a lot to work through. Grateful that you're with us, by the way, and our phone lines, of course, open at 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We love to have you participate in the conversation as well, and you know, you can do that online. The Kevin McCullough Facebook page, always a great way to connect with us there as well. But yes, earlier today was going through the social media feed, and of course it was it hit many people that were alerting me to the fact that we had lost the Holocaust survivor who went on to win the Nobel Peace Prize, Elie Wiesel. I think I'm saying his name correctly. I might not be, but I started just digging a little bit about his life and what he stood for. And I tell you, the more that I did, the more I was impressed. I mean, this was a young boy who grew up in Romania. It happens to be a part of the world I've traveled to and have some experience with. He also, of course, was Jewish, survived the Holocaust, survived most of it with his father, who was, interestingly enough, housed at the same camps that he was up until just days before the liberation of the Allied forces. And in those final few hours, the Allies came in, and his father was beaten severely. This was just before they were liberated, and he ended up being cremated alive. But this is just a terrible way to end what was already a horrific experience in his life. And he wasn't only in one of the camps. He was in Birkenau and in Auschwitz. We're hoping if all the technology works correctly, we're hoping to have people join us in the coming minutes and hours to discuss the life of Elie Wiesel. But there's other stories that I want to get to as well tonight because they are of significant importance. Today, something that wasn't supposed to happen happened. And that was that, Mrs. Clinton had been telling people for the longest time, look, what we are in the midst of here is not a criminal investigation. What we're in the midst of here is just a civil inquiry. We're not in trouble. They're just checking out to see, you know, that we crossed all the T's and dotted all the I's. Well, if you've paid attention to any of the headlines in the last 24 hours, you know that that's blatantly not the case. The Drudge Report on their homepage right now has titled it Hillary's Hell Weekend, grilled for FBI for hours, and eight officials question her under oath. This is not a lighthearted civil inquiry. This is a full-blown criminal investigation. And it really is one that begs some consideration. Now, I want you to think about this because this is a very odd reality, odd experience that we are kind of stumbling and bumbling our way through in this election cycle. We have a candidate who is being sued by students who went to a university that he founded that evidently did not satisfy some of their desires, and so he's going to civil court over the whole thing, and may end up paying, you know, a good amount of money to settle. And I think under most circumstances that would be the more law-breaking candidate of two that would run for. I doubt you'd have somebody running for president that would have that on the resume. But when you look across the aisle, when you look at what the other side is putting forward, you have grotesque violations, felonies that they are talking about, full-blown corruption. The idea that she purposefully went around the laws to conceal information that was damaging to her or that was securing information related to the Clinton Foundation, what it was about, what it was doing, and the quid pro quo that you got from a husband who's giving multi-million dollar speeches coupled with simultaneous favorable things going on from the State Department looking, you know, towards the nations that hired him to do the multi-million dollar speeches. And then even in the investigation of how the foundation itself used the money, you have a hard time tracing where they did any real charity work. You had a hard time tracing finding a significant percentage of what they brought in that ever went to helping anybody except them, you know, charter jets, go places, give speeches, etc. I don't know if we've ever had a crossroads in America where you just have such pathetically bad choices. And yes, I know that you have to choose one of them. So I'm going to choose the lesser of the two, and I'm going to pray like mad that the worst one of the two doesn't get elected. But I don't know if you've ever seen anything like this, if you've ever contemplated it. I mean, it is a bizarre thing to consider that the former first lady, former senator, former secretary of state is in the deepest corruption investigation of anybody who's desired to be president since Richard Nixon. And she hasn't even become president yet. Some of the details about her weekend, I mean, and you can pretty much bet they did everything they could to try to keep it as quiet as possible. But the Associated Press has pictures of her caravan outside the building where they met. They interviewed Hillary today about her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. Her campaign announced after the meeting, as federal investigators named the end of the probe that has hung over her White House bid. The Clinton Democratic presidential candidate gave a voluntary interview for 3.5 hours at FBI headquarters in Washington, said the campaign. She is pleased to have had the opportunity to assist the Department of Justice in bringing this review to a conclusion. Out of respect for this investigative process, she will not comment further on the interview. And I'm issuing this charge to my colleagues in the media. If you don't do your job, if you don't do your job in this election cycle and pound her with question after question after question about this until the American public gets satisfactory answers, because it's one thing to say, well, the FBI got the answers that they needed. The American public haven't. We haven't been told how the inconsistencies have been squared. We haven't been shown when it was clear that she wasn't supposed to do this and was clear that she transmitted and received confidential, top secret confidential information again and again and again. It's pretty clear that there's a different standard being applied to her than the others. So this is a significant, in my estimation, it's a significant day for the campaign, as quiet as they tried to keep it. Clinton's FBI interview was expected. It does not suggest, according to the AP, that she or anyone else is likely to face prosecution. If Clinton and her aides are exonerated, it might help brush aside a major distraction throughout her campaign. But, you know, when we just saw her husband this week approaching the attorney general, who would be charged if it was if there was an element to this that did turn onto and into a prosecution. It would be her husband and the woman that she met with that would then be the next spotlight of problem. Because they met and they were alone on a plane for 30 minutes day before yesterday, and told that there would be no cameras, no cell phones, no allowances of anybody to transmit anything about what happened there. And then they come out and we're supposed to accept what they have to say about the entire incident. Friends, I don't know how much this country can take of this kind of stuff, but I am promising you, if she is elected president, this isn't even the beginning of the tip of the iceberg. I don't know why we would give someone who was robbing the cash register on the night shift the combination to the safe and promote them to manager of the entire chain. It doesn't make sense to me. Kevin McCullough coming back from New York.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming fraud, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
The boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
All right, it's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. It's live from New York, and we're grateful to have you with us, even though it is a sad day. And we are scheduled to talk with MJ Kronfeld tonight, who is a Jewish friend of mine. She's also a PhD candidate. She's also a young conservative woman in the New York area, and she is working hard to change the world around her. I immediately texted her this afternoon and said, MJ, she was already scheduled to be with us. I said, do you have thoughts about Ely? And she said, yes, absolutely. She said the entire Jewish people around the globe will be mourning tonight. Let me just touch on a couple of things that the Fox News people are saying about him. He documented his experience in the best-selling memoir, Night. Now, some of you probably were required to read that in school. It was 127 pages when it was finally put into English. What some people do not know is that that started out as a 900-page volume that I believe he wrote first in Hebrew and then translated into French, published first in Buenos Aires, and then it was eventually published in America. But the interesting thing about that is that he had pledged from the time that he finished his time in the concentration camps that he would never publicly speak about what he went through. And if you think back, Americans that went through World War II who didn't experience half the things, not even a third the things, that those that survived concentration camps did, our veterans, the victorious guys, the guys that came home and still had lives to lead, many of them won't talk about the things that they saw. So if someone survived Birkenau or Auschwitz, you can just imagine the level and the degree that that trauma, the heartbreak, everything else that they were dealing with. And so for like 10 years, he didn't. He did not talk about it. He did not write about it. He was involved in journalism, and he wrote about other things, but he did not take himself to that point, and he did not publish anything. But finally, it was at the urging of a different Nobel Prize winner, not a Peace Prize winner, but a Literature Prize winner whose name is escaping me, that actually encouraged him to tell of his experience and to actually go for it. I want to get into some of his story, but I want to show you, for those of you watching on Biz TV tonight, I found some of his quotes today, and I thought I'd pop a couple of these up, and I'll read them off the screen for those of you listening by way of radio. But he swore never to be silent whenever and wherever human beings endure suffering and humiliation. He said, we must always take sides. Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented. Let me read that again. This is such good stuff. And there's so many different ways you can apply this. But Elie Wiesel, one of his most significant sayings, I swore never to be silent whenever and wherever human beings endure suffering and humiliation. He said, we must always take sides. Neutrality helps the oppressor, never the victim. Silence encourages the tormentor, never the tormented. And, of course, he came to this spot in life, sometime after he had decided to go ahead and speak. But that's a good reminder. If you've got the ability to stop future atrocity from taking place, you've got to speak out. This is why when women are attacked, and people say, you know, the rape culture. Well, it's you got to encourage them to come forward, to speak, to step out. Because if you don't, you're encouraging the next victim to also remain silent. But every time that someone does speak, it helps to stop that atrocity, that crime, that immoral exploitation of other people from going forward. And so that was his. Did we have another one? Let's do the other one too, because there was a. Okay. He said to learn means to accept the postulate that life did not begin at my birth. Others have been here before me, and I walk in their footsteps. The books I have read were composed by generations of fathers and sons, mothers and daughters, teachers and disciples. I am the sum total of their experiences and their quests, and so are you. And in a day and age, friend, when we are living in a time, and I kid you not, this ties into actually this issue with the military this last week. I'll make the connection in just a second. But we are living in the most selfish days that we've ever seen. We live in a time where if we are not totally coddled while we study our own navel, we become offended at the lack of the coddling that the culture isn't giving us. This last week, Ash Carter came out and said unilaterally, and this was, everybody's going to blame Ash Carter, it was the president's instruction, but he came out and said, okay, we are now allowing transgenders to serve in all capacities of the military. And he went so far as to say that when there is a transition that needs to occur, meaning for the transgender, that the military will supply all needed aspects of it and support and resource and all the rest of that. And I'm sitting here scratching my head going, when on earth did we become the nation that was going to be about all of a sudden in our military looking inward and meeting my own needs? When did all of a sudden who I am matter in the military experience? And I said this and I got in trouble with some people because they were like, Kev, that's really selfish. No, it's not actually. When you think about this, people that serve in the military, one of the things they give up rights immediately. They give up rights. They give up rights to freedom, to go and do whatever they want to do, come and go any stage, day or night. They give up freedom to wear whatever clothes they want to. In some instances, they give up freedoms on how they can style their hair or how they conduct themselves. They are not allowed to have the same life that those that they protect do. And the reason that we've always had it that way is because in the discipline of having our military comport themselves into unit cohesion and into branch cohesion, then you have a fighting force that has the ability to go and be as lethal as it needs to be, and it never has to worry about its back being watched or not being looked out for. But since the Obama administration has come into office, we have had experiment after experiment after experiment be leveled on the military to make it this kind of laboratory for social experimentation that he just has because it's just the way he wants it to be. Elie Wiesel in that last quote is talking about the very, very reality that none of us are an island. We're all dependent upon those that came before us. We're dependent upon those that live around us. We need them. They need us. Living for oneself will not get us to where we need to be as a culture or as a family, as individuals. We are made better people when we give outwardly, when we look outwardly. And Elie Wiesel's sayings push a lot of people in that direction. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines. and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
All right, live from New York, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live. The house band, the Hot Sardines. I love those guys. Yeah, take a listen to some of this. Just run this a little bit.
There's something hurts my brain. Feel just like screaming.
Honest to goodness, 1920s.
I'm like a demon.
And they do it just like this. Okay, that's good. So here's the thing. When they made their first video, the Sardines one night went down into the subway. They brought all of their instruments and everything. They recorded and it sounded good. Like, it was really cool. Look that up on YouTube sometime. You'll enjoy it. Anyway, Kevin McCullough coming up yet tonight. MJ Kronfeld will be with us. She's a PhD candidate. And she is a civil activist. She was a big Ted Cruz supporter. She's got a lot of thoughts about the current political crisis that we are facing. And I'm going to, and she's threatened to support Hillary over Trump because her guy Cruz didn't win. So we're going to have a little tete-a-tete about that because I don't know how she adds that up and make it, you know, 2 + 2 = 6. I don't know how that works. But she's also got a lot of thoughts about Elie Wiesel. And so she's looking forward to being with us. And I'm looking forward to chatting with her. Also, if you want to jump onto the Facebook page, we have got a bit of a chat going on the Kevin McCullough page, and it's you can add your comments and join us there. It's a lot of fun to do that as well. And I know that there's been some concern. We've been preempted in New York in the last few weeks. And I know there's been some concern about that. I just wanted to remind you that the massive goodwill of the Biz TV network is on our side in the event of preemption. And WMBQ Channel 46, part of the Biz TV network, has us every Saturday night as well. So if radio's preempted, you can always get the radio online. You can always go online and get the audio, but you can also watch it on your television set. In the New York metro area as well. So Kevin McCullough. And if you happen to hear like that big pop every now and then, see, there it goes. It's July 4th weekend, so we're grateful to have you with us. We will be talking more about the passing of Elie Wiesel with MJ Kronfeld in the next hour. But I want to get to the other story that is, there's two national security stories that actually have some breaking updates today. And that is, when everybody went to bed last night, the terror attack that happened in Bangladesh had was still a standoff. So you had people that were, being held hostage, but nobody had died as of yet. What we know now is what has happened in many of the other incidents, and that is this. The terrorists let people live until they felt like it was time to kill them. And so now there are 28 dead in Bangladesh, and I believe, we don't have the, okay, thank you, Nick. It's good. I was about to call for the video wrap. We don't have a video wrap from CBS News, but I can give you some of the latest. There were, and evidently what happened in the scenario, you had the ISIS guys and they've decided, I guess, that it was definitively ISIS. Now there was some speculation last night that it was either Al-Qaeda or ISIS, and ISIS took responsibility, but then Al-Qaeda said no, it was our guys. And we know that in Bangladesh it's a really hot hotbed. They're back and forth on the who's going to get credit for this and why it matters. And that's really unacceptable in almost every way possible, because they're killing now to just one up each other. I mean, it gets even worse. So the idea that you can have just one terror group that's doing it is bad enough. But here you had two. And now we have the update. This is from CBS News this morning, I believe. Take a listen to this.
The terrorists are dead when a day-long siege at a restaurant in Bangladesh ended overnight. Bangladeshi troops stormed the building where heavily armed militants held several people, including some foreigners. One gunman was captured.
The restaurant was in Dhaka, the capital, just 1 mile from the U.S. embassy there. Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest.
The moment Bangladeshi forces stormed the restaurant was captured from a nearby apartment. As residents took shelter, on the ground, troops carried out a coordinated counterattack, breaking through walls and doors. Military officials say in the end, at least 6 militants were killed and 13 hostages rescued. But police say 20 civilians were found brutally murdered, many of them stabbed to death. The 12-hour standoff began Friday night when at least 8 gunmen opened fire in the upscale restaurant located in the diplomatic zone of Dhaka, the country's capital city. Witnesses say the men shouted, "God is great," before detonating several explosives. Restaurant owner Suman Reza said he escaped by running to the roof of the building. Survivors who were injured were rushed to local hospitals in the back of pickups.
So that's just the taste of what's going on.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One Old Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely, and I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Whey consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
Glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. It's Radio Night Live, live from New York. Breaking news as it happens here on Saturday nights, and unfortunately we've had a little bit much about that in recent weeks, of course, with the campaign earlier in the year. And depending on the nights of the convention, we may be coming to you live from Cleveland. I'm trying to get my head figured out around exactly where we're going to be. I know that I'll be doing my weekday broadcasts from the convention there in Cleveland when the GOP roll into town. But we'll see what we do with the Saturday night broadcast as well. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. My email address is always accessible to you. KMCradio@gmail.com is where you can drop your thoughts to me. You can also message me directly on Facebook. Here's the thing. Tonight, for some reason, our phone lines are acting up. For some reason, we can dial out. Nobody can dial in. So I'm trying to welcome your phone calls, only to find out that Verizon has in some way turned my phone lines off or something. And the bill's paid. That has nothing to do with it. So even this minute as we speak, operations manager Ivan Quinones is back in the back shouting at Verizon on hold as best he can. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Now, we still have a conversation with Melissa Jane Kronfeld, MJ, as she's known around New York, coming up because there's a loss, a big loss. Elie Wiesel died today. And Elie Wiesel was one of these characters that when you understood the depth of his suffering, then the amount of good that he was able to produce because of it is really something that, I don't know, I think the world will look at. And it's interesting that I'm saying this about him because most of you know that I'm a fairly faith-oriented person. After Auschwitz, Wiesel largely referred to himself as agnostic. But he always talked about the relevancy of faith and belief. So I'm eager to talk with MJ about this, and I've invited Dennis Prager and Ben Shapiro and some others to join us. Obviously, depending on where you live in the country, we're coming out of Shabbat, and it may not even be until we're very close to being done that California West Coasters would even be able to get the message that I sent them earlier today. Anyway. But I'm hoping that we have some rich conversation about this man's life. Now, there was so what we talked about last segment was that the Bangladesh totals have just risen. So they went from no dead yesterday, just hostage taking, to at least 28 dead. They did seem to have rescued 13, which was more than we were able to do in the Orlando attack. I really look back at that, and now that we know the timeline of the Orlando attack, I'm really disappointed at how we ended up handling that, because evidently there were no dead until the police began to break through the walls, and that's when Mateen went on a killing spree. I also saw just before we were on the air tonight that the Muslims that attend the mosque that Mateen had been attending are complaining to the police because evidently people are harassing some of them outside the mosque before or after mosque things, services or whatever you call them. But they're not services, right? So I don't know. Prayer times? So you know, you flip the coin, you go, well, what would it be like if someone from our local congregation had done something really horrific? I think a lot of people would look at that institution, given his adherence to a radical version of whatever that teaches. I just think there would be some hard feelings in the community. So I don't justify any reaction that's being given against the people that attend that mosque, but I also, if it were me, I'd just start going to a different mosque. But if it were me, I wouldn't be Muslim. I'd be worshiping Jesus. So that's the difference, too. Anyway, that's that. So here's some news today. The U.S. A number of weeks ago, you knew that for those three or four days in a row, the Russians were they were buzzing our boats out in the sea. I don't know if it was the Adriatic or what ocean it was, but it's where they were all there in the Middle East and trying to work on containing ISIS and so forth. And so they had their jets just kind of do flybys for us, you know, like in Top Gun. And we didn't particularly like it. Well, evidently, they've done it again. A Russian ship this time has made a high-risk move. And this is the second time in as many weeks in the naval situation, and it's just to me astounding that right now we're at a posture with our military where we are so doggone concerned that somebody who wants to wear pink camouflage with lipsticks and matching shoes get everything that they need paid for by the taxpayers, but we cannot seem to send a clear message to people that are not our friends, don't buzz us when we're on patrol. The U.S. military Saturday accusing a Russian warship of high-risk and highly unprofessional maneuvers near a U.S. Navy ship in the eastern Mediterranean Sea, second time in as many weeks that the American and Russian ships had such a close encounter on the high seas. A statement from U.S. Euro Command, EUCOM, claimed that the frigate Yaroslav Mudry, boy, that sounds like a Russian boat. So the frigate Yaroslav Mudry passed unnecessarily near the guided missile cruiser, the USS San Jacinto. The statement added that the Yaroslav Mudry navigated directly across the San Jacinto's wake. Well, that's not good. EUCOM said the U.S. cruiser was not threatened and maintained its course and speed. However, the statement said the Russian maneuver was contrary to international maritime regulations. These actions can unnecessarily escalate tensions between countries and could result in dangerous miscalculations or accidents, said EUCOM. Well, that would matter if we had a president running our military who actually gave a care. The problem is, I don't think our guy really likes our military, and he doesn't seem to really be bothered with anything that's happening to them. Yeah, I said that. I mean, think about the people that we left behind in Benghazi. And he won't even tell us where he was that night. He won't even tell us where he was that night. He won't even tell us where he was that night. He's never publicly revealed when we left our men behind and then lied to their families about what caused the entire incident. He and the Democratic nominee who would like to take his place both left our boys behind, and both have nothing to say to the American people. Pretty astounding. Kevin McCullough, it's Radio Night Live, live from New York. Don't go away.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
I need your love so bad.
I love this city. I'm sorry, there's a live shot. If you're on Biz TV, it's a live shot of Times Square. And there's just so many lights and so many people and so many things going on in this city all the time. And it just doesn't get any better than New York. But if you're joining us from Omaha, Nebraska, or Orlando, Florida, or Pascagoula, Mississippi, where I think we're on a brand new affiliate there, or if you're watching us on Biz TV in any one of their 60-plus markets, we're just so grateful that you're with us every Friday night. Saturday night, we're trying to keep you on your toes, informed, keep you familiar with what's happening, but also give you some perspective on it. And along those lines, I'm looking forward to welcoming back to the Ladies Lounge next hour M.J. Kronfeld. She's a Ph.D. candidate. She's also founder of the organization called Party for a Purpose. She was a Ted Cruz supporter. She is now leaning towards supporting Hillary Clinton instead of Donald Trump. But she's also pretty hard hit over the loss of Elie Wiesel today. And so we're going to chat with her about all those things and a good deal more before we're done tonight. And if you want to join the chat, we've got a live active chat going on the Facebook page. You can see the video that's going on from inside the room. It's kind of the same feed that the TV station's getting, but the difference is here you can chat back and forth with people. But go to my Facebook page. That's at KMC01. And if you want to read any of my written pieces, the website is called TheBingeThinker.com. TheBingeThinker.com. And that's where I've got all my social media linked. Lots of people on the LinkedIn lately. And what is a LinkedIn? Like, how does it? What are you linking into? And why would one want to be linked? Like, it seems very, I don't know, commitment driven to me. And I'm kind of commitment phobe, you know. But hey, LinkedIn. You want to link in? There you go. You can link in with me at TheBingeThinker.com, Facebook, all the rest of them as well. And I want to say thank you to my good friends, MyPillow. If it weren't for Mike Lindell and the amazing, amazing story of the MyPillow, we would not be able to make this broadcast come to you every single Saturday night. And he has just continued to amaze me with his generosity. He is running a summer spectacular special right now where when you buy one premium pillow, you're going to get three more pillows at no extra cost. And all you have to do is call my number to get that deal. Now, you cannot get that deal going online. You cannot get that deal calling other 800 numbers that you may see on Fox News or something like that. You have to call my 1-800 number to get that special. And that number is this, 1-800-506-2641. But you've got graduates that are going to be going to college. You've got Mother's and Father's Day just passed. You've got anniversaries coming up. You've got weddings. You've got all kinds of things. My pillows make great gifts. Two of the three pillows that they're going to give you at no additional cost are the go anywhere travel pillows. And I've actually used those to help sleep on an aircraft sitting upright and getting REM cycle sleep. Here's my 800 number, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.